Jake is drinking an iced coffee.
Oh, brain freeze, brain freeze.
In there, it'll pass.
Going, going, going. Okay, okay, I'm good.
He sips again.
No, oh, brain freeze, brain freeze.
I don't think brain freeze is an accurate description here. Oh, geez. It's Mom. Ah, great. Who's that she's with? I don't know, but they haven't been dating long.
How can you tell?
He's still smiling. Well, let's get out of here before she sees us.
Ow, they're standing in front of the door.
We'll go out the back.
Hey, look! I'm a rabid dog! Ah!
Jake's got cream around his lips.
God damn it. Plan B. Bathroom!
But I don't have to pee!
No, go!
Charlie, Jake, and Alan hurry into the men's loos.
Now what? We just wait here till they leave? Would you rather go out there and chat with Mom and her new boyfriend?
The boyfriend comes in.
Hey, Evelyn, get me a muffin, too.
Somebody was drinking more than coffee.
The grey-haired boyfriend stands outside the cubicle where Jake's hiding and knocks on the door.
Gonna be long?
I don't know.
Charlie stands in front of the urinal, whistling. Alan, who's by the basin, joins in.
Bingo was his name.
Charlie steps away from the urinal.
All yours.
Thanks.
The boyfriend, Teddy, unzips his fly and starts whistling. After taking a pee, he zips his fly. Charlie gestures towards the sink.
Thanks.
Teddy washes his hands, then turns back to Alan and Charlie, who are drying their hands sheepishly.
So listen, when you guys are done screwing around in here, your mother'd like to talk to you.
Teddy leaves. Charlie and Alan look at each other.
Can I come out now?
Men, 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 manly men.
Two and a half men with ITFC audio description, back in the seating area of the cafe.
Hey, look who's here. It's Mom. Hi, Mom.
Oh, stop it, both of you. I can't believe I'm such a horrible person you have to hide from me in public.
We weren't hiding.
Which does not invalidate your premise.
Jake had stomach problems.
Don't put this on me.
I apologize for my children.
No problem. Teddy Leopold.
Oh, hi. Alan. This is my brother Charlie, my son Jake.
How you doing? Evelyn's told me a lot of wonderful things about you boys.
Charlie and Alan freeze.
Not buying it, huh? I tried.
Teddy lives in Denver, but he does a lot of business in L.A. So I helped him find a little pied-à-terre in Century City.
What's a pied-à-terre?
It's French for a place to play hanky-panky with Grandma.
Mom!
Oh, relax. It's not gonna scar him.
Yeah, but what about us?
Well, anyway, it was nice meeting you. We gotta bring the kid back to his mother's.
Again, you're putting it on me?
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Wait, I have to pee.
You've peed enough.
It's evening at home. Charlie and Alan watch a game on TV. Charlie looks at caller ID on the phone.
Teddy Leopold. Do we know a Teddy Leopold?
It's Mom's new boyfriend.
Oh, right, of course.
Charlie puts the phone back on its stand.
Aren't you curious why he's calling?
Not particularly.
What if something happened to Mom?
Then we'll just wait for Dorothy to bring us the broom.
Give me the phone.
He hands it to Alan.
Hello? No, this is Alan. Hi, Teddy, what's up? Wow, that is quite an offer. I'd love to. Hang on, I'll ask him. Teddy has invited
I'm
us.
I'm busy.
You at least want to hear what it is?
Nope.
Charlie can't make it, but can you still take me? Really? Gee, thanks. I guess I'll see you then.
Alan hangs up, hyperventilating with excitement. Charlie shoots him a look.
You're gonna be sorry.
You're gonna be homeless.
Why do you always have to play that card?
Look, Alan, I have no interest in hanging out with Mom's boyfriend du jour.
Why not? He seems like a great guy.
He might be the greatest guy in the world, but he'll end up like every other husband or boyfriend she's ever had. Either she'll dump him, he'll dump her, or he'll die under suspicious circumstances. No matter what, you left standing on the curb with your fishing pole on the first day of summer vacation, waiting for a Chrysler LeBaron that never comes.
Charlie swigs a glass of scotch.
Okay, this isn't about Teddy, is it?
Hey, you want to be buddies with this guy? Go right ahead. I got better things to do.
Better than ringside seats to the heavyweight championship fight at Caesar's Palace tomorrow night?
What?
Ringside.
Ringside?
Any closer, and we'd be sitting in the spit bucket. Should I call him back and tell him you changed your mind?
No. He's just using us to get closer to Mom. When we were kids, it was Disneyland and cotton candy. Now it's ringside seats.
And a private plane.
He's got a private plane?
And a limo and a penthouse suite. Still not interested?
Nope.
Still have better things to do?
Yep.
Do you realize what a stubborn child you sound like?
I do.
You're not gonna give it up, are you?
Not a chance.
Okay, then. Good night.
Good night.
Alan strolls out. Charlie holds his composure, then punches the sofa. He sips his scotch again. The next night, Alan runs to the door as Charlie sits gazing out to sea.
Boy, Teddy's here. Charlie, Teddy's here.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Al. You all packed?
Are you kidding? I packed last night. I was too excited to sleep.
Terrific. Where's Charlie?
Out on the deck.
Give me a minute. I want to say hi.
Can I go sit in a limo?
Knock yourself out. There's sushi.
Sushi in a car? Oh, boy.
Teddy pulls a face as Alan runs out, then goes out to speak to Charlie.
This is your other plans?
Not all of them. Later, I'm going to go inside and watch some girl-on-girl porn.
Beautiful. Look, I still have an extra ticket to the fight, and there's plenty of room on the plane.
No, thanks.
Did I do something to tick you off? You know, aside from slipping it to your mother.
No. It's just I prefer not to get involved in her personal life.
I'm not asking you to get involved in her personal life. I'm asking you to come to Vegas with me and see a fight.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. You seem like a nice guy.
Don't you have your own friends?
Charlie, when you get to be my age, most of your friends are either married or dead.
What's the difference?
The dead ones smell up my plane. Come on, throw some clothes on and let's go have some fun.
Alan sits thinking.
Ah, what the hell?
Just do me a favor. Let's keep this between us. I want your mother to think that I went on a business trip.
No problem. My mother still thinks I went to college.
Beautiful.
They head inside. Las Vegas. By the ring, Charlie, Alan, and Teddy watch two beautiful girls walk by in slinky dresses.
Hey, Charlie, you need anything?
Teddy, if I was any happier, my pants would be wet.
Hey, Teddy, can we get some gelato after the fight?
Anything you want, kid.
Gee, thanks.
Geekily dressed, Alan turns and smiles at a blinged-up guy sitting next to him.
Hiya.
So?
Yeah, I've never really been a big fan of the pugilistic arts, but I have to admit, I'm getting kind of swept away in the pageantry of the event.
Uh-huh.
I like your bling very much. I tried a pierced ear once, but it got horribly infected. Hey, you know where we could score some good gelato?
Nah.
The guy turns away from him.
Word. I think that might be that Snoopy fella.
Terrific.
Teddy answers his mobile.
Hello. Oh, hi, Evelyn. How are you, sweetheart? Good. Where am I? San Francisco. I'm going into a meeting. Can I call you back? Love you too, sweet.
You're very good.
Yeah. I've got $5,000 on the big Russian. Either of you fellas like to have a piece of my action?
I'll take half.
Atta boy. How about you, man?
Oh, what the heck. I'm in Vegas. Put me down for 20... No, $25. Make it 20.
They gasp as the Russian is knocked out.
Say, get up in Russian.
7, 8, 9, 10. Unbelievable. An 18-second fight. It takes me longer to start peeing.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving me half your action on the guy.
No problem. You want the other half?
No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, baby. 20 dead presidents. I'm even.
Was he a preemie? Actually, we both were. My mom waits 9 months for nothing.
Hey, fellas, I want to show you something. What do you think?
Nice.
Yeah, who's it for?
Your mother.
No, seriously.
I know it's kind of old-fashioned, but I wanted to run it by you guys before I asked her.
Ask her what?
Charlie, I love your mom. I want to marry her.
You could do so much better.
That's no way to talk about your mother.
That's precisely the way to talk about my mother.
Charlie, be supportive.
I thought I was being supportive.
Regardless of what you guys think about her, Evelyn is a great broad. I want to marry her, and I would like your blessing.
You got my blessing, Teddy.
Shut up and eat your gelato.
Come on, Charlie. Wouldn't it be great to have a dad again?
I'm a grown man, Alan. I don't need a father anymore.
Would any of you gentlemen like a date?
Sorry, Dal, I'm taken, but I wouldn't mind footing the bill for my two boys here.
Hi, I'm Amber.
I'm Tiffany.
The two glam girls grab the brothers.
Thanks, Daddy.
Back at home, Charlie's reading a copy of Modern Bride. He hides it beneath a cushion as Alan comes in.
Hey, hey. What are you doing?
Nothing, nothing. That was work.
You don't care about my work. It's under the pillow.
Hey, 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 hey.
Modern Bride?
I just read it for the articles.
Really?
Okay. I was looking for ideas because I thought it would be nice if we had the wedding for Teddy and Mom here in the house.
Oh, my God. You're a mind reader. I didn't want to bring it up because I was afraid you might say no. But I was up all night doing research. Now, I'm thinking a sunset ceremony with the guests gathered on the beach below as the bride and groom cross onto the deck wearing traditional Polynesian wedding garb, surrounded by tropical flowers and tiki torches. Okay, what about it don't you like? Because I was a little iffy on the tiki torches.
You're a little iffy in so many ways.
Okay, we can hammer out the details later. The thing to remember is that we're doing this for someone we love.
Right.
Teddy.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Hey, Berta, did you hear the news about Mom?
Yeah, she joined the Mormon church so she can get a rent-controlled apartment in Salt Lake City. Oh, you mean your mom? No.
We're getting a new dad.
He's great. His name is Teddy.
He took us to a boxing match.
He bought us prostitutes and gelato.
Well, congratulations. I'm real happy for you boys.
Thanks.
I think my news was far more interesting.
I'm gonna call Teddy and tell him our plan.
Oh, great. Ask him how he feels about tiki torches.
Charlie dials.
Hey, Teddy, it's Charlie.
And Alan. Hi, Teddy.
Yeah, Alan says hi. Listen, we've been thinking about the wedding.
Tiki torches.
What? You're kidding.
What?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow, I don't believe it.
What?
Mom turned him down.
That bitch!
Gee, Teddy, I don't know what to say. I feel terrible. Well, this doesn't mean we couldn't still hang out, right? She'll call us? Great, great. Look forward to it. All right, bye-bye. I know that tone of voice. We'll never hear from him.
No tiki torches?
I don't understand. How could Mom say no to him?
He was perfect for her.
Forget her. He was perfect for us.
I'm closing the door to my heart, Charlie. It just hurts too much.
Screw it. This isn't over. Come on.
Where are we going?
We are going to talk some sense into our mother.
Really? It's hard to imagine that turning out well.
At the mother's place.
Mom? Mom, where the hell are you?
Maybe she's not home.
She's home. The car's in the driveway and the alarm's not on. Mom!
Boys, I gave you that key for emergencies, not to barge in on me like the Gestapo.
We want to talk to you about Teddy.
Teddy? Why in the world would you want to talk about Teddy?
Because we love Teddy.
And you broke his heart.
Hang on a second. You met the man for 5 minutes in a coffee shop.
Charlie and Alan look at each other, stumped.
Well, it was a good 5 minutes.
Evelyn? Hey, what the hell's going on?
I'll be right with you, sweetie. Look, this is not the best time.
Come on, Evie. The Viagra is starting to make my ears burn.
An old guy in a robe enters.
Who are these clowns?
Ah, Hugo, darling. These are my sons, Charlie and Alan.
Whoa, wait a minute. You didn't tell me I had any kids. I sure didn't sign on for any kids.
Just give me a minute, darling. I'll be right with you.
If I wanted to see any kids, I'd go visit my own. How old are these nuts?
From over here, they look about 100.
Mom, what about Teddy?
Can we please have this conversation another time?
No. We are having it right now.
What do you want me to say? Teddy's fine. I like Teddy. But he's ready to settle down, and I'm not. I want my freedom.
Okay, I get freedom, but come on. Teddy's way better than this guy.
As I said, Teddy's fine. But there are some areas in which he just doesn't measure up to Hugo.
Alan and Charlie fix a stare on her.
Oh, God!
It's the biggest I've ever seen. Makes it worth eating dinner at 3:30.
But, Teddy...
I don't want to hear it. You have no say in this. This is my life. And right now, I don't want to be tied down. I want options.
Hugo's dropped the bowl and looks dead.
Hugo?
Evelyn goes over to Hugo.
Hugo?
She checks his pulse.
Oh, God, no. Quick, somebody, give me the phone. Come on.
Here.
Oh, God.
She speed dials.
Come on. Hello, Teddy. Oh, I'm so glad I caught you in.
Evelyn's still on the phone.
I hope you can forgive me, Teddy. I just needed time to think about it. It's like they say, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Yes, my darling, I love you too. Well, I'll be right over.
She looks at her dumbfounded sons, then points at Hugo's dead body.
Could someone please put a sheet over him?
Mom, shouldn't we call 911?
Well, call whoever you want. The man is dead.
You're really gonna leave and go to Teddy's?
Well, I can't very well invite him over here.
All right. She's going back to Teddy.
Hey. A little respect.
Oh, yeah.
They bow their heads.
Okay, who's our daddy?
Teddy!
Right.